Welcome to A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. This will be our 40th program in the study of the system of salvation, which is really a study of the book of Romans. And the reason we study the book of Romans, it is probably the most complete of any of the New Testament books on the subject of the way that God saves man. Now, this certainly is not to exclude any other passage of Scripture from Genesis to Revelation. It is simply to take note how inclusive the book of Romans is when it comes to the teaching of the way of our salvation. In the 16th and last chapter, after he had spent all of this time explaining and teaching about this system, Paul says, "Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple." I think we would expect this kind of admonition by the apostle, having declared the counsel of God concerning our way of being saved, to mark, to label, to brand, to note, to identify those that would teach something differently from the doctrine that he has taught them. The word doctrine means teaching. Paul had taught the way of salvation even as Jesus had done. And those that would teach otherwise, they are not serving the Lord. They're serving themselves. Paul puts it, they're serving their own belly. And they use fair words and fair speeches to deceive people with their false doctrines. There were those that taught false doctrines in the first century when Paul was writing. And there are those that teach false doctrines about the way of salvation today. They'll talk about the sinner's prayer, of which we don't read a word in all the pages of the Bible. They'll talk about being saved by some kind of miraculous direct operation of the Holy Spirit upon them. Well, the Bible doesn't teach that that's the way we're saved. And then men will add to the Word of God. They'll say we're saved by faith only. Well, the Bible doesn't say only, but they do. Or some will say we're saved by grace only. Well, the Bible doesn't say only, but false teachers do. People talk about they know they're saved because it's better felt than told. Well, friend, that's not the way that we can know of our salvation. That's not the way God has saved us. When we turn to the book of Romans, it begins by showing the need of salvation for all. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The need of salvation was for the Jew, to whom God had given a special law through Moses, but it was also the Gentile that was in need of salvation. Both needed a Savior. That's one of the things that the book of Romans emphasizes throughout. And they're saved the same way. Paul points out that one cannot save himself by himself. Man does not have the ability, the power, to provide a way of being saved from his sins. He cannot be saved by his own goodness, his own righteousness, his own merit. He cannot earn and work his way to heaven on the record of being a good man. There are a lot of good people. The Bible talks about some good people, but they were lost and they could not be saved because of their own goodness. Man needs a Savior. And God recognizes that. And God provided a Savior. And he provided his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. And there are many parts to the way that God saves man. It's not by anything only. It's not by faith only or grace only. The Bible never teaches that. There are many parts to the system of salvation. But the book of Romans makes it emphatically clear that there is the universal need of salvation. And fortunately, There is a universal offer of salvation. It is open to whosoever will may come. Aren't you thankful that it's that way? Would it not be sad if we thought that, well, salvation is open to this group of people, but it's closed to this group of people? There are some who are lost in sin and there's nothing that they can do about it. Well, it's not that way. We can all be saved and we'll save the same way. Well, all the credit and all the glory and all the honor of the salvation of a soul belongs to deity. God saves man by his grace, not grace only, but by his grace, a favor bestowed upon man, a favor that's unearned, a favor that's unmerited, a favor that he could never deserve. God offers salvation to the sinner, and it's by the mercy of God that we're saved. Mercy is the withholding of punishment against the evildoer. God has certainly punished sin, but he did that through Christ, and he withheld, mercifully withheld a punishment, withholds punishment for those who come to Christ. He saves us by his mercy, and it's because of the love of God that he saves us, and he sent Jesus Christ to be the Savior, and by his perfect life, he shows us the way to walk and to live. By his death and his burial and his resurrection, he paid the penalty for man's sins. He shed his blood for the sins of man. He showed himself to be the Son of God. He ascended into heaven to sit at the right hand of God upon his kingdom, which is his church, which he promised to establish and did establish on the first Pentecost after the resurrection of Christ. And he's promised to return. And when he returns, he will take those who are in his kingdom, the Lord's church, and deliver them to the Father. The Apostle Paul makes it plain. There is no salvation for man apart from God. There is no salvation apart for man apart from the Word of God. Hence the unbeaten necessity of our knowledge of his Word. Paul teaches that we are saved by faith, but we're saved by an obedient faith. We know the glory and the credit belongs to God. Without God, there wouldn't be any discussion of salvation. But man has a role and a part to play also. He is to be obedient to the commands of the Lord. Our faith must be an obedient faith. By faith in Christ and repentance of our sins, confession of our faith in Christ and baptism into Christ, and to live and walk in the light with Jesus Christ. This is the way that man responds to these wonderful blessings that God offers. Man is washed clean from his sins by the blood of Christ. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Christ. And we reach that blood when we are baptized into Christ, Romans chapter 6. In the book of Romans, the Apostle Paul takes note of the promises that God made all the way back to Abraham, and particularly the promise that through his seed all the families of the earth would be blessed. Now, he had a special role for the people of Israel, and the Savior was to be from the nation of Israel. And God gave Israel this law of Moses to guide them unto the coming of the faith of Jesus Christ. And Israel had this special favored position until the time of Christ. Now salvation is open to all. He used many people to reveal his system. And always it was God's intention to save Jew and Gentile alike. And in the book of Romans, the Apostle Paul taught the duties and responsibilities of those who are in Christ. In chapter 12, there's a whole host of do's and don'ts, things which Christians are to do and things they are to refuse to do because they're in Christ. Chapter 13 teaches us some of our responsibilities, particularly our relationship to civil government. And in 14 and 15 are so important because there he discusses the relationship of Christian people. Christian people are tolerant of one another. They're patient. They're helpful. They're united. We have a wonderful family relationship of brethren in the Lord. And Paul, having discussed all of these matters of the system, and having named a lot of people that he admired and commended, he points out his plan to take the gospel to Spain. Now, Paul, when he preached in places where the gospel has never yet been heard. That was primarily his goal and his intention. And we have in the book of Romans a lot of information as to the nature of his work. And he wanted to visit Rome, but before he visited Rome, he wanted to take contributions that Gentile brethren had collected to relieve the physical needs of Jewish brethren in Judea. And Paul prayed that the brethren would pray for him, and he would be successful in that mission. And then after that, he would come to Rome on his way to Spain. Oh, he names many acquaintances, those whom we have known in time past, brethren with whom he had labored. And the Apostle Paul certainly was one who showed his love and his affection for brethren, as we all should. In our 40 programs on this discussion, we have had limited comments. We could not comment in all the things to the exclusion of many other things that ought to be included. But you might want to study, and I hope you would study, even further. I have written a commentary on the book of Romans, and you can have that commentary, not in hard copy, but it is on the internet. If you'll turn to A Burning Fire, that's just in one word, aburningfire.net, and scroll down to the System of Salvation, you have the complete commentary. And also, if you would like to hear these 40 programs, any of them, on any verse, again, you can do that by turning to the Justin Reed Show on your internet, the Justin Reed Show dot aburningfire.com. There, on this site, the 360 programs where we have presented over the last 72 weeks are presented to us once again. And you turn down to program number 65, and there you begin to read about the book of Romans. My dear listening friend, the study of the book of Romans is the most important subject that man can consider. Oh, one may become an expert in so many different things. There are so many fields of knowledge and activity. The minds of men focus upon them, and they're good, and they're beneficial, and they help us in this life. But those things will not take us to heaven. Only one way will take us to heaven, and that's the system of salvation that God has provided for us through Jesus Christ. I plead with you, come to a knowledge of, and a faith in, and an obedience to, the system of salvation. You need to study the book of Romans and focus your attention upon the things that the inspired apostle has revealed unto us concerning the way that God saves us from our sins, that we might live in heaven eternally with him. This is A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.